Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in red, with the exception of bean oil, but bean oil was getting pretty oversold. And the September-December soy meal spreads, inverted spreads, are continuing to make new highs. That said, the beans outright, of course, have every reason, as far as I'm concerned, to be trying to sift lower and gravitate towards the 10-16 objective that was indicated off of the gap left on 4th of July, and 10-06 is wave 4. The corn market is still moving in a sideways range, but granted, all the news coming out of the Pro Farmer Tour, Midwest Tour, is basically negative the crop and or price value. And I think when we look at it, we have to expect that that's probably what they would find with the type of year we've got going. But on the same token, it's going to be interesting because there are those out there that get out in those fields and they don't agree that this crop is there, that it'll be a good crop, but not the record crop. And so it's going to be interesting, and all chances are it's probably going to take a combine rolling through the fields to prove it. And yay or nay, and then that'll help justify where the market's headed. But for now, the market looks to me like, at best, corn's in a sideways range. Wheat may very well be too, but albeit it is certainly testing the low side today and performing a little disappointing. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.